Hello, Mikael.
Hello.
This is Nabil. How are you?
Thanks, Nabil. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. How about you?
Oh, everything's good. Surviving the tough winter in Germany.
In Germany? Okay. So I think it's cold.
Sorry for the interruption. This is the operator. I am not able to reach the line of Mr. Saha. Would you have another number for him or her? Sorry.
Can you try Inamula in the meantime?
Which line?
You have
I'm here. I'm online, sir.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Michelle.
Inamula is online. Okay.
Do you have
So
another
for
number for
Shah,
Mr.
I don't
Saha?
have another number.
Okay.
No, I don't, but you can try maybe 5 minutes later and see
Yeah,
if
I'll
you're
keep
able to.
trying then. I'll
Otherwise,
keep trying.
I'll
It just goes
right.
busy, so
Right. Thank you. We will start the call. So, is it possible for you to start the recording?
the recording has started. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, hello everybody, and welcome again. Recirculated an updated version of the variant document incorporating the discussions which we've been having. And I guess the idea is to discuss whether we are converging to a common understanding and whether this document represents that understanding and what are still any gaps remaining in analysis. So there was also another feedback we received from for Kashmiri. That's the second item we should discuss because that has some implications on variants as well. Let's start from the document. I circulated a revised version today. And how would you want to go about it? Should go around and get comments, or do you think it would be better if we just all go through the document together and take each step at a time and do some discussion around it? How would you want to proceed?
Sarmad, I don't know why this time your sent mail went directly to the spam for me. And this is why I didn't find it directly in my primary mailbox. I don't know why. So
Okay.
I just found it in the spam. This is the first time that it happened.
Okay. Okay, so you may want to reconfigure that, but
I'm just reading the
should we
mail
just
now,
go through the document?
Okay.
Should we then just go through the document? Is that okay with everybody? So I guess hearing no objections to that. Does everybody have 0.2 version with them? That's what we are discussing.
0.2 neural analysis for Arabic script code point repertoire.
Yes. Arabic variants, no. Arabic variant analysis for LGR 0.2. I sent that out today.
Okay, that is fine. Yeah, that is fine. I downloaded it just now.
So let's open that up. Mikhail, you also have that?
Yes, version 2, right?
Okay.
Version 0.2, right?
Yes, 0.2.
Okay, yeah, I got that. Thanks.
So what I did was I actually wrote down the five categories of variants which we I think had agreed to, unless I did not understand our common understanding properly. So let's just go through those one more time. That's page one. We are saying that two code points are variants if they are visually same to each other in any of the four positions or forms: the isolated form, the initial, the medial form, and the final form. I think we generally have an agreement on that. I actually missed numbering one of the categories. There is the second category, which is two code points are variants if they are visually similar to some Arabic script communities use. Two code points are variants if they are visually similar. So that some Arabic script using communities use these two as stylistic variations of each other within the calligraphic tradition. So this may actually have the Hafs and Warsh overlap, but in any case, I kept that separate. So this is basically saying that if a letter can be written in two separate ways, and those two separate ways are similar to each other, they are also in a way variants. So this is like the Kaf example or some other example. The three is a variation of that, slight variation, where it says the two code points are variants if they are visually similar, so that Arabic script using communities may consider the two as stylistic variations of each other. In number two, the communities are actually using those variations to write. For number three, the communities are actually not using those variations to write these letters, but they're still close enough visually that they can be confused. So that's the difference between two and three. And obviously, two presents a much stronger case than three. But three is also a strong case because things are still visually similar. These will become, I guess, much more clear when we go through the examples in the tables. Number four is dot orientation, where we said that dot orientation will make variants. Number three is dot orientation, and I missed numbering one of them, so I'll just stick to the original numbering, which is in the document, and hash the numbering later on. The next one is, this numbering is all messed up. The next one is saying that the code points representing same letter in Hafs and Warsh traditions are considered variants, as Arabic script readers from these two traditions may confuse such letters in general Arabic writing. I've actually taken a text provided by Nabil for the five cases where this difference occurs. Four cases which Mikal pointed out, and then there is this fifth case of this Ye character, which has actually two forms, and all those are actually pointed out in these images which are included. And I've actually color coded the arrows so that one can follow through which character we are talking about.
I would like just to thank you for this great work that you have done to collect all the comments and figures sent by all of us and to regroup them in one document. This is really a good work, and you have added some role to clarify the difference and to focus on the differences between Warsh and Hafs, for example. However, I would like just to point out that Warsh and Hafs, it's not related to the how to write. Instead of it's related to how we pronounce. This is the main difference between Hafs and
Hafs. Right.
That's all. That's what I would like to clarify in this note. Okay.
Okay. And the way it is written, is it still correctly labeled? On the right is Warsh, and on the left is Hafs method.
For example, in on the right you have Warsh, but with different style. Writing styles. For example, the first one is a Moroccan. It's a purely Moroccan style. How we write the Quran officially, and in the second one you have Warsh, but in regular Arabic. For example, you will not find in the second one the fa, with the dot below. You will you will find fa,
right.
The regular fa with the point with dot above. The only difference that you can find between Hafs and Warsh in the second figure is in the ya, as you have mentioned earlier in your mail, and also here in this document.
Right. If you feel there is more text which should be added to clarify this, please feel free to add that in and send me a revised document, and I'll incorporate that. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because again, I think you have more clarity in this, and it would be good to get some language from you to incorporate, just to capture this difference you are indicating in the top row and the second row of the figures.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Okay, so any comments on these 5-6 rules? I'm sorry, these are mislabeled, but I'll fix them in the next version. But in any case, any comments on the text here?
Can I make a comment?
Yes, please go ahead.
I would ask Nabil to explain a little bit more that what is the basic difference between Hafs and Warsh tradition? Because on the one hand, we can see that there is a difference of how the fa is written. There, in the Warsh tradition, the fa is written with a dot below, and in the Hafs tradition, the fa is written with a dot above it. But Nabil says that the basic difference is not that how written, but how it is recited and how it is spoken. So it makes some confusion. I think he should explain.
Okay. I would like to explain this point. This is very good question. Thank you, Inham, for this. So, if you look at the first figure, so the upper one, you have Hafs tradition and Warsh tradition, and you can see that. So, for this one, the difference between the two figures or the two scripts, it's not related to Hafs or Warsh, but it's related to the Moroccan style. This is a purely Moroccan style with for example, fa, with the dot below. So this is not related directly to the Warsh tradition. This is Moroccan style how to write Arabic in Quran, when writing Quran. So this is the Quran that we have officially in Morocco. But in the second one, this is the difference between... This is the real difference between Hafs and Warsh. The second one you can find, for example, if you read, so for example, I will read the last ayah, which is sorry.
Ulaika ala hudan min rabbihim.
For example, in this case, I have sent on the mail an example of the difference between hafs and watch. For example, you have وَانْظُرْ إِلَى الْعِظَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا. This is in hafs, recitation of al-Baqarah, Surah al-Baqarah. And in watch, you don't have نُنْشِزُهَا, you have نُنْشِرُهَا. The difference between the two words is in the dots above the ra. So ra without dot, it's ra. But if you add a dot above, it becomes zay, like z. So why the difference is here? Because in the earlier ages of writing, Arabic in general, Arabs didn't use the dots in all scripts, and this made a confusion when we want to write Quran and Hadith and etc. in the early ages of Islam. So some readers have the words with dots and some other readers without dots, and this is why this is one of the difference between wash and hafs. And the second difference between wars and hafs is related to how we pronounce the hamza. For example, in wars or hafs, I'm not sure, one of them, we pronounce the hamza, and in the other one, we don't pronounce the hamza, but we pronounce the alif. Alif, without mentioning, without stretching in, on focusing on the hamza. This is the second difference between wars and hafs. And you can see from this comparison that the difference belongs to the how we pronounce and not how we write scripts. The scripts are identical. The maybe there is a difference in ya, but this is the only difference that we can note from this second figure. The ya is not written as the same in wash and hafs in this example, but is this related to, especially to wash? I don't know. Is it specifically related to wash and not hafs? It's not necessarily, because in all references that I have consulted, the only difference between wash and hafs is in the phonetic, in how we pronounce and not how we write. Is that
okay.
Clear for you, Inam?
Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you for this explanation. But in my mind, it becomes clear that since we are dealing with the visual similarities and dissimilarities at the moment, not the way how a character is pronounced. So I think that this should resolve the issue.
Exactly. Yes,
so,
I agree.
I guess the question then is that these two writing systems should then we say, because the reason I labeled them this way was because I think in his mail, Nikal probably mentioned the difference was probably hafs versus wash. Is then this terminology then used in two ways? One to represent perhaps a geographical region or writing tradition, versus in Quranic context it is very focused on the phonetic recitation part of it, or is we need to use some other terminology and not hafs and wash. So I guess I need some more feedback from both you, Nabil, and Mika.
Yes, I would like to comment.
Go ahead.
So I was listening to Nabil's explanations. Thanks for that. I have one question. You were referring to these letters, which I refer to as difference in between, or as washphones of the letters, as Moroccan style letters. When you call them Moroccan style letters, I understand that this means that it is something which occurs only in Morocco. But you can find Qurans written in these ways also in other countries of Africa.
I have sent a link in my last mail regarding the difference between wash and halves. It's a Dropbox mail related to the Moroccan edition or version or writing style of the Quran. The file is huge, is more than 300 mega bytes, and this is why I have sent I have sent it as a link, a Dropbox link. So in this in the first page you can read that this is a Moroccan style. It's not cited that this is related to a general style used in Africa or in other parts of the Islamic world. So this is specifically to Moroccans. But we don't use this kind of writing on a daily basis. This is only used in Quran for us. Maybe I should search more and look for the historical facts of this writing style and how it was specified only for Moroccans or in Morocco. I don't know for the moment the reason, but I know that this is I have seen this version only in Moroccan Quran. Even if we have the same Quran, we have the same. We don't have many versions, but we have different style of writing. That's all. But we pronounce it in Warsh. In the two versions of Warsh, we pronounce it the same. We pronounce it the same. Even if you use the fa with the dots below or above, it's fa and not qaf. It's a fa and not a qaf. So it doesn't make confusion for Warsh readers. That's the point of view. Is that clear for you, Mikal?
Yes, when you say that those letters are exclusive to Moroccan style and that you have seen them only in Qurans written in Morocco or produced in Morocco, my question is, have you ever seen a Quran from Senegal or a Quran from Nigeria or a Quran from Ethiopia or a Quran from Somalia or a Quran from South Africa? So different countries all over Africa follow different writing, follow different qiraat, follow different traditions of transmitting the Quran, and the two ones which are the most dispersed are the Hafs and the Warsh system. So you will find other countries in West Africa where they also make this difference. So I think the idea of calling this Moroccan style only is not scientifically correct. It may be just a subjective impression you have. But like I said, I'm not an expert on qiraat. I usually deal with writing of Arabic script in Africa and writing of Arabic script in general. So,
sorry,
that's
Mikal.
What...
Mikal, can I comment?
What?
So I think that you have some confusion between writing and reading. So when we talk about qiraat, qiraat is reading, is how we pronounce, and not how we write. You can have the same writing, but you read it differently. For example, when you have the hamza in Warsh, you will not pronounce it, but in Hafs you will stress on the hamza. That's all. It could be the same. It's the same writing, but the pronunciation is different. The all qiraat that we have in Islamic world, we have other qira'at than Hafs and Warsh, we have also Qalun, which is used in Tunisia and in Libya. And we have another one in Africa, which is a variation of Hafs in Nigeria and in Senegal, I think, as I have found in Wikipedia. But this is not related to the writing style. It's related to how they pronounce the words. So as we are only focusing on the script, so the qira'ats and how the different qira'ats that we have in Quran is not important in our case. This is why I didn't want to include the warsh and the hafs in our topic. But as far as I know, this fa with the dot below and the qaf with one dot above, it's only used in Morocco for my understanding, as far as I know. But I'm curious to if you find another countries that they are using the same letters or scripts. I'm curious to know. So please, if you found something, please let me know. Thank you.
Well, there's a definitorial problem here. So, as I already wrote in another email, in effect, it will not be very much relevant if we now include the difference in between warsh and haf, and we can drop this topic altogether, because these differences are already involved through other principles we discussed and we decided for formation of variants. You did get this email, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, but for clarification, when you say there is no writing difference, but only a reading or pronunciation difference in between the qira'at, well, for example, do you know the mala? I think it is written exclusively in Quran, which follow the Wash writing tradition, and there is a separate letter, which is a small dot, which you place under other letters, which is used only in Wash. So, de facto, there is a letter or a grapheme which is used only in one style of writing, and that style of writing is used exclusively for a tradition of the Quran according to the reading of Imam Warsh. So in that sense, there is a difference in writing. The effect and the intent is always on the reading, but this is because the Quran is a document which is supposed to be pronounced and to be read out. And those, sometimes there are phonetical differences, small differences in how to pronounce things. But there's, for example, this one letter which exclusively occurs, I think, in within the Arabic language context in documents which are Warsh Quran, and this is what grammatically is indicates the imala. And well, sometimes it's called Warsh dot in English. I'm not sure if there's a name for it in Arabic. The code point should be 065C. We have not included it in our standard.
Let me check this one, please. So I will go to the Unicode table. So what is the number, please?
I think it's 065C.
5C.
Yeah, C like Caesar.
So, it gives me Arabic vowel sign dot below. That's it? Don't think so.
I'm trying to open the website, but yeah, that should be it. It's a small dot, right?
Yeah, but this is just a small dot. But what is the vowel?
Well, usually it makes an A out of an A. But my point is, have you ever seen this letter or this dot in Quran, which is written according to Haf? I think you can find this dot, for example, exclusively in a Quran, which is written according to Warsh. Now, arguing that Hafs or Warsh only encompass differences in reading is the traditional Arabic perception, or let's call it theological perception, of the difference in between the two writing styles. But de facto, this letter only occurs in one of the two variants of writing.
Okay, Mikael, I can't check it for the moment, but please write down a mail and include this script, and I will check from my side if this letter is also used in Hafs or it's exclusively in Warsh. Okay?
Yes, with pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I got dropped off, so I missed the discussion. Is there any conclusion we've reached which I need to include in the document? I just got back online. Sorry.
No problem. We were just talking about the difference between Warsh and Hafs, and if it's related only to pronunciation or also to how it's written some scripts and some letters. And Mikael will send a mail with a special script that he is seeing that it's only used in Warsh edition. And I will check it from my side and will reply, inshallah.
Right. Okay, so from this discussion, what I'm also understanding is that Hafs and Warsh, though originally it's terminology which is reserved for Qiraat, is probably also getting used for distinguishing between, writing style. So it's also probably the terminology is getting used beyond its traditional use for, or limited traditional use for, referring to Qiraat styles. Mikael, you think that would be the case, or
yes, exactly the problem.
Okay. So in any case, I think we need to clear that out, and we can do edits in the document. Beyond that, are you generally okay with what we're calling variants, or do you have any feedback? So let's just go around. Start with Inam. Inam, are you generally okay with the five or six categories we've listed as variants? Are you comfortable with them going forward?
Well, yeah, I'm confident that they are variants.
Okay. No, not just Hafs and Warsh, but I'm talking about the five or six different points I've documented in that document I circulated.
Yeah, yeah. You mean that the dot orientation and the core points, which are, if they are visually similar, so that Arabic script using communities may consider them
exactly
as stylistic variations. One of them is stylistic variation, and the other is the dot orientation issue. And
then the Warsh and Hafs difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then one is just exactly the same shape.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay. Nabil?
Yeah.
Are you generally okay with these points? And can we move forward, or you have any further comments on?
Yeah, no problem. We can move forward. Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Mikael?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. So then let's move on to table one. It's a Ye class. Well, but obviously it has other characters in it. Inam had suggested that we should also add 06D2 in it last time, so I've added that as well. And I, in the last column, I've listed the reasons why we want to call these variants. Any comments on, and I'll update these numbers. I'll go up and when I reorganize the text in the previous page. But these numbers should work with the current numbering system, I think. Any comments on table one? In arm, we just go around, I guess.
Yeah, it is okay. But I didn't still understand about the the last comment, the last column, the numbers in the last column, 1, 4, 3, 5.
So these refer to the rule at the top of the document through which they become variants.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh,
for
okay.
example, the last row says that this character 06D2 is a variant because of this number 5, which is the Vash tradition. This is just misnumbered for some reason. I'll fix those. But basically, the last column is just referring to why these are variants.
Okay, fine.
One,
that's understood.
One refers to basically having exactly the same shape in any of the four positions, for example. And 4 is dot orientation, 3 is similar shape, and 5 is Vash versus ups.
Fine.
So you're okay with this? Nabil?
Yeah, it's okay.
Mikhail?
Table 1 is fine.
Okay. Let's move on to table 2. Inam?
Yeah, it is. It is fine, yeah. The all of them are falling in the first category, right?
Yes. And also, in some cases, two rows may not be the same, but they through transitivity, they become variants of others. So, for example, if you look at row number 1 and 06C1 and 06BE, the last row, they don't have anything in common, but since 06C1 is confusing with 0647, and 0647 is confusing with 06BE, so through transitivity they become confusing to each other.
Sarmad?
Yes. Yeah.
For table 2, the letter in the middle, the ha in the middle. Comparing between the row number 1 and the row number 2, 06C1, 06D5.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first one, you have the ha in the middle, but this is not clear for me. The fifth column.
This is not Arabic. This is not Arabic language. This is used in other languages.
But
so for Arabic it's 0647.
47, yeah. And also B.
But no. BE is also for other languages.
Okay, because of the other. Okay. In the end, okay. Mm-hmm.
But for example, if you see for the first 3, the isolated form is the same.
Yeah.
And for the last one, it gets confusing with 0647 in some other forms.
Mm-hmm.
So by transitivity, all of them become a single set of variants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, we were saying that if A is confusing with B and B is confusing with C, then A and C are also variants.
Transitivity. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Nabeel, you have okay with table 2?
Yeah, no problem, yeah.
Nikon?
Yeah.
So, just to let me know that it means that 06D5, there is no instances for an occurrence for world emission?
Yes. So, the way Unicode defines these characters, 06D5, wherever you see empty spaces, this particular character does not occur in those forms. So 0D5 does not occur in initial and medium positions, only in final form and isolated form. And this is per the Unicode properties defined for these code points. So should we move on to table
3? Practically, it is also not used in Arabic, since it is an Arabic character used by Arabic language speakers. So that's why it is not used word initially and word medially, right?
No. So 06D5 is not Arabic. 06D5 is some other language. I can check and tell you. But the Arabic one is 0647.
Okay, fine.
So the Arabic code phrase table lists the language for which 06D5 is used. I can't remember that right now. I don't have that code page open with me right now.
Okay, I think it is. It is fine.
Okay, so table 3, Inam.
Yeah. It is much talked about category, I think.
Okay. So you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Nabeel?
Yeah.
All the different CAFs are variants for me. And
okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Mikal?
Yeah, fine.
Table 4.
Okay.
Inam?
Yeah, it looks fine, but I didn't understand why the last row characters are yellow.
No reason. Yeah, it's just highlighting that for this character, the dots move from up above to below in certain positions.
This is because of the writing traditions in the specific community.
Right. So this is Malay, and this is how Malay works. And I have reconfirmed that with Rinali as well. And I shared that email with all of you.
Okay. And
so,
then the question arises that 06BD should be a variant to a regular pa sound?
No, because the shape, I was originally thinking about that. But eventually, when I was finalizing this, I saw that the basic shape is different. The dots are the same with the, but the the is with a bay shape, it not with a noon shape.
So, Sarmal,
I mean that.
Go ahead, Inam.
I mean that the same transitivity principles can apply here. I mean that the 06DD should also be a variant with a regular PA for Pakistan.
Right, it is. If you look at 067E, that's PA. The first row.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's already there.
Okay, okay. Then that's fine. Then it is fine, yeah.
Nabil?
Yes, for this yellow row. I don't... So you have just mentioned that this writing style is in Malay. But if we have a domain name with this pa, with the three dots above, how can an Arabic reader read this domain name?
Normally, Arabic reader will not be able to read this domain name, Arabic language reader. Neither would an Urdu language reader be able to do it, because this is a character which is not in these languages.
Does it mean that, for example, that this script or this letter will be used only for domain names destinated or oriented to Malay people?
Of course, Malay or any other language which uses this character.
Okay, so it will not be confusing for an Arabic reader.
I guess not.
Yeah.
But we need to make sure that when it is used in the middle form, it does not get confused with any of the other letters which give you the same osmology.
Mm-hmm. Because in the final form, it's confusion with the noon.
Except with the dots. Noon has a single dot, right?
Yes, but this is close to noon to another to any other letters.
Right, yeah, right. So, are you okay with this?
Except the fact that it could be confusing for an Arabic reader, I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, that would be generally the case for all the characters which are not in the Arabic language, not just this.
Yeah. So it's okay, yeah.
Nikal?
Yeah, fine by me.
Table 5, Inam?
Yeah, it's clear. These are variants and falling in the first category.
Table 5, Nabil.
So this is noon. Okay. Yeah, it's okay, yeah. So in other languages, you have noon with two dots below, right?
Right, yes. These are coming from different languages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay.
Mika?
That's not okay, but there is a graphical... Well, there's a rendering problem here in my word file of the last row of referring to 0, 8, A9. There is a question mark.
Right. I couldn't find a font which actually supports the supports this letter. If you actually click on this isolated form, it's also an image. It's not typewritten. It was actually so. There are no fonts right now which support this letter, unfortunately.
So do we know the initial, medial, or final form?
Yes, it would be right. So the character properties tell us that they can be joined, and if ya is joined, it gives you exactly the same shape as and noon.
Okay, should be okay.
That's what the general behavior of here should be, unless this is a very different character, which, you know, so I'm basing this on assumption that the ya here is just a normal ya and will behave like a normal ya when it joins, which will translate into a shape which is very similar to bay or noon, with one dot above and two dots below, which is very similar to what shows up in the first two rows in the initial and medial forms.
I can't be sure, but I believe your assumption is correct, and we ran into that character during the editing of our book, and we also were considering it a variety of bar because we only had it in connected form. But the author pointed out that logically or conceptually it was a variant of ya somehow.
Right. So what we could do is we could go back to Unicode and confirm this as well. Would you want me to do that?
I think it will be okay. If you feel it's necessary for the rest of the group, please go ahead. But I think it will be okay to expect that.
Okay. Table 6. Here we have two Varsh characters. One, or Moroccan style characters, whatever eventually the terminology we finalize. So, Inam?
The first three are clearly variants, but I have no idea about the character used in the last row, the calf, regular calf.
So if you go back to the...
Is the transitivity principle here?
Right, so if you go back to the figure which I've included for Vaish tradition, if you scroll back to the first page, or second page, sorry. So if you look at this Surah Baqarah,
yeah,
and look at the orange arrow.
Okay.
So the calf with
Sarmad.
With the
Sarmad.
Yeah.
Can I comment on this?
Yeah. Yes.
So in this case, how we pronounce it? Let me read for you this ayah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. So this is a qaf للمتقين. And in Warsh tradition, we will write it. We will pronounce it the same للمتقين. But in Warsh, in Moroccan style, the qaf is one dot above. That's the difference. So the fa, the regular fa, will be pronounced in Moroccan style as a qaf and not as a fa. Okay.
Right, and so, that would be so Nabil, this in muttaqin in the Warsh style, we will use 06A7, right?
Sorry, I will just...
If you go back to table 6.
Table 6. In table 6, the 0642 will be the 06A7. Are you referring to
is
this
the,
one?
Yeah.
Yeah, 06A7 will be a qaf in Moroccan style.
And it will be, this is the one which is being used in Al-Muttaqin, right?
Exactly. So this is Al-Muttaqin.
Yeah.
So this is a qaf and not a fa in the Moroccan style.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the fa
so
is one dot below.
Yes. So basically what this is saying is that 06A7 is a variant of 0642. Because of the Moroccan style. And
06A7 and 06 42. No, but because in this case you have written 0642 with two dots above as a fa. So I don't think that this is a fa.
No, it's not a fa. What I'm saying is that, the logic is that 0687 is a variant of 0642. Do you agree with that? Because in Hafs, we write Muttaqin with 0642, and in Varsh, we write Muttaqin with 0687.
Exactly.
You're okay with this so far?
Yeah. Exactly. I agree.
And similarly, 0641 is a variant of 0682.
0641
is a variant of 0682.
In Moroccan style, it will be a variant of 0642. Both of them are pronounced qaf.
That's okay. But the fa would be 0682, right?
Exactly. So it will be a variant of 0687.
Let me say that again. So in normal Arabic, fa is written as 0641. You agree with
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
And in Moroccan Arabic, fa is written as 0682.
0682, yeah.
So both are fa's, 41 and
yeah.
A2.
Yeah.
Right? And similarly, we already agreed A7 and 42 are also similar characters. And if you just look at the shape, because of transitivity, then all become all four of them become variants of each other. Because either they are similar because of half-sound voice tradition, or they look similar, and because of these two and transitivity, all four of them collapse together into a single variant.
Now, if they are variants, it means that we can replace, for example, 0682 by 0642. Do you agree?
No. This is because of transitivity only, not because they mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But because of transitivity, if you look at, for example, the initial shape of 41 and medial shape, their shapes are very similar.
I agree, but I would suggest to split this table in two classes, the fa class and the qaf class, because it will be confusing for us. Class and qaf class.
But from two transitivity, then these classes merge together. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, but I get your point, Sarmat. But it's
because it's not just for Moroccan readers. It's for everybody who uses Arabic script.
Mm-hmm.
So the variant set should be so that people from Morocco should not get confused, and that's why 0682 is there and 0642 is there, or 0647 is there. But people outside Morocco should also not get confused. So again, I guess to repeat what I'm saying, because of the Moroccan style or Hajj versus Welsh tradition, 0687 and 0642 have to be in the same variant set, and also 0641 and 0682 have to be in the same variant set. And
yeah.
Further, if you look at the joint forms, 41 and A7 need to be in the same variant set. If you look at the initial form or the medial form, 41 and A7 need to be in the same variant set. So for all these three conditions to be simultaneously true, all four of them have to be in the same variant set.
They have the same shape, but they are pronounced totally different.
If two things are same shape, irrespective of if they are pronounced as different or not, they have to be variants. Because we are talking about written system, because you know, we are talking about the script itself. We're not really talking about the pronunciation as such. Because if somebody from outside that region, so if somebody from Malaysia is reading this, they will consider the shape. They won't know how to pronounce it, as it is pronounced, for example, in Morocco or some other country, even in Arabic, for example.
Yes, but
so
Thomas,
use,
I remember that you,
yeah,
you have asked me before that if this writing style is used on a daily basis outside the Quran use. And I answered you that it's not used outside the Quran use. So do you still want to include them here, even if we know that it's only used in the Quran?
So the argument there was that it is not used outside Quran for Morocco, but or for Arabic used in Morocco, but it is used outside Quran for other languages, and that's why these characters are included. So if you go to the other documents we have, each of these characters is used in general use language outside Quran for some languages in the world, obviously not necessarily Arabic language.
Okay, if it's the case, it's okay. I agree.
Nikhil?
Yes,
may I interrupt?
So, you're okay with 36?
Should I make a small comment?
Yes, please go ahead.
I think apparently 0687 and 0642 in isolated form they are they seem to be variant, but the cough with two dots above makes it more or less distinct than the others. So it is still uncomfortable for me to have this 0642 as variance with the rest of the other three.
Right. The argument was that orange arrow and look the cool, if you remember.
Sorry?
If you remember, I was pointing out that orange arrow, hudan lil muttaqin, sorry, where the calf and the two calves are used in Varsh and Harsh tradition. If you look at hudan lil muttaqin again in the figure.
Yes.
So in the Vajj tradition, the letter is 0687.
But still, I think that its use is limited to Quran. Am I right, Naveed?
Yeah. Exactly.
Or is it... used in normal Arabic correspondence in writing system?
No, it's not used. Only in Quran. And even in Quran, we have both editions. We have the normal one, the regular one, and this Moroccan style.
So, my question,
as Armat said, has just said, this letter with dots below and qaf with one dot above, for example, are used in other languages. So these scripts are not a specificity of Moroccans or the Moroccan style of how we write the Quran. So, and for this reason, we will insert them in these code points.
Right. So I guess the question then is, we have to have the code points because they're used in... The reason these code points are here is because they're used in some language for normal use. So I think so that's like the starting point. Inam, the argument is that suppose we have 0687 and 0642, and we write Lin Muttaqin in both, using both characters. And maybe that's like your domain name, top-level domain name. Will Moroccan people find these two strings confusing or not?
I think Moroccans, we will the majority of Moroccans will read it with fa. If they have one dot, they will read it fa, and if it's two dots, they will read it as qaf. This is the majority of Moroccans. This is how we use Arabic letters on a daily basis.
Okay, so so then is there a confusion or should we take this out? Again, I've included this because this was introduced as a variant in the example above as well, and also this was again provided in the list by Mikal as well.
I want just to split this table in two pieces. That's the idea, because there is a difference between fa and qaf.
Right. Well, we can't split, we can't split it, because the only thing we can do is take 0642 out, if you want. But we can't split it, because if you see 0687, the initial form and the medial form is the same as 0641.
Yeah.
So the only thing we can do is perhaps take 0642 out, if that is what everybody wants.
Yeah, agree.
Totally.
I
would support. May I give a small example?
Sure, please go ahead. You know.
For example, in Urdu, there are two words, two distinct words. That is, one is kash, means slice, and fash means evident, clear. So having the qaf as a variant with fa, we will have only one website, I mean qaf or fash, right? So
right, exactly.
It is somewhat uncomfortable for me.
Right, that is an issue with variants, that variants would mean that number of possible labels will reduce. However, we say that we are willing to reduce those labels to address any security issues which may be caused due to any confusion between such letters.
Hmm.
I think this has originated from one of the reasons this is here is also because I think it was in the list provided by Mikal. So I guess I would request Mikal to also perhaps comment on this.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Well, Inam is absolutely correct in saying that obviously it will reduce those two words, for example, to one option. But we discussed in other cases, and you pointed out several times yourself, Saramat, that IDNs do not strive for full representation of any given language, and we have to compromise. So the question is, if there is a confusability for a subset of speakers. And I think you refrain from splitting up the two variant groups because variant groups are mutual, or what is the term, or reciprocal, I don't know which term you use. So if A is a variant of B, B is a variant of A. So this is why you say we cannot kick it out. But we have seen examples where it's de facto variant. The question is that is restricted exclusively to Quran use? But then again, is that a relevant question? Because I don't know if. So, if what was the term?
Transitivity.
Al-Mutaqin. Yeah, I think Al-Mutaqin. So if someone reserves the domain dot Al-Mutaqin, if he's from one part of the world, he will use one code point, and if he's from another part of the world, he will use another code point. And everybody knows what it meant, but it will be clearly a variant. So I don't see in how far the reduced use to only Quran makes it so much of a problem in this case. I'm not sure if there is a definition of whether limited use is also a restricting factor in the case of variants. We did have it in the case of acceptance of single code points. But if you want to call this Wash or Moroccan, it's not so much relevant. It is a problem of terminology in the end. But we do have these examples, these two pictures, and I think these two pictures are clear. Because also Nabil themselves can read the characters and in both cases makes a clear association between a written form and a pronounced form. So that means in his own mind they are variants, only that he would not like to call them variants because at the same time structurally they are not variants at a grammatical and phonemical level and phonemic level of Arabic language and a number of other languages. But then again, not all languages, for example, have the letter qaf or the sound qaf. There are a number of languages which are written in Arabic which do not make use of the sound. For example, Persian doesn't make a difference in pronunciation often much between qaf and rain. They will sometimes readers and writers will confuse them when writing non-borrowed terms. So if they write Persian terms, they will also confuse it. So my point is, just because qaf is able to form minimal pairs, that is, the simplest two distinctions between two words. What was your example again, Inam? Fash and kash or something?
Kash and fash.
Kash and fash.
Yeah. So this is what we call minimal. There are other examples, I'm sure of it. My point is, just because this code point can form minimal pairs in one given language doesn't mean that's the case for all languages. So I think it would be a valid compromise. Structurally, in a sense, qaf and fa are different units in the Arabic grammar and the Arabic phonology. But this is not the defining standard here. Those are the arguments which come to my mind off the top of my head.
So you are basically, from what I understand, arguing that we keep the qaf here.
I am arguing that we keep the qaf there, yeah. And if you want to split up the two variant forms, I would suggest that we take this discussion to the larger group.
Yes. Okay. I hope everybody understands that the reason behind putting the qaf here. I hope you all understand that, right?
Yeah.
The reason is that we do not want to create confusion, security issues. In Urdu, the language I speak, 0641 and 0642 are totally different characters. Even in Arabic, 0641 and 0642 are different characters. But the challenge is coming from the use of 0687, which is visually same as 0641, but logically same as 0642. And that is causing all 641 and 642 do fall into the same set because of 0687.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep moving on. I've noted that we do not have a clear consensus on table six, so I've highlighted that. In the interest of time, let's go through the rest of it, and then we can take this discussion to the larger group as well, and have that discussion with the larger group, and then, as Mikhail was suggesting, we can finalize that at a later stage. We do not actually have a clear agreement on table six.
Okay.
So let's move on to table seven. Inam, you're okay with that?
Yeah, okay. These are clear variants.
Nabil?
Yeah, no problem, yeah. I agree on that.
Mikhail?
No problem.
Table 8, Inam?
Okay, fine.
Nabil?
So what is this class? How can you pronounce it?
So these are two different letters. For example, the first one is Ter. This is a retroflex alveolar stop. And the second one is a is it a rune?
Rune.
In arm?
Yeah, so
it's a retroflex. Yeah, so it's a retroflex nasal flap. I think that's the linguistic term for it.
Right.
Blue.
Okay.
Versus stir. So these are totally different sounds, but the visual forms are exactly the same in initial and medial forms.
Okay. So, okay for me.
And Mika?
Yes, okay for me also.
Table 9? Have exactly
okay.
The same form in initial and medial forms.
Fine, clear.
Nabil?
Yes, it's okay for me.
Mikhail?
Yes.
Okay, so I think it's generally okay. Table 10? Inam?
Yeah. It's related to dot orientation. It is okay. You know, where is
okay for me?
And Mikhail is here. Mikhail is
here.
Table 11. Dot orientation is the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Table 12. Exactly same shape. In initial and medial forms. So this would be a variant as well?
Yeah, no problem.
Sure.
Okay.
Table 13. Dot orientation is different. And therefore, their variants.
Yeah,
for me, yeah.
Table 14, they have exactly the same shape in initial and medial forms, so they would be variants.
Yeah, variants.
And finally, table 15, they have the difference is dot orientation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sure.
Okay. So the only difference or
table six.
I guess lab cough agreement is table six. Otherwise, we're generally okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually did go through and try to find all the possible variants. And this seems to be a complete set so far. Obviously, please go through the code point repertoire and see if you can find any other variants. But this seems to be... I could have overlooked something, but I try to look at things a little carefully, and this seems to be relatively complete set, excuse me. So if you are all generally agree to that, except in table 6, I can finalize the numbering. Are we okay to take this document after any final editing, Nabil and Nikhil, you want to do on Harshan Hafsan Varsh, to the larger list?
Yeah, why not? Yes.
Sorry, can you repeat that? I did not understand your audio.
Okay. What I'm saying is that if you are all okay with this document, and after doing necessary editing for Hafsan Varsh discussion we've done by Nabil and Nikhil, are we ready to, in principle, take this forward to the larger group, TSAIDN list, and have a discussion there?
Yes, the only thing which Nabil asked me to get is further references or documentation, and I'll try to get some where I can. I already sent an email containing two links, I believe. But in principle, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it's already ready to be taken forward to the larger group.
Right. So would you want to close this first and add, do the editing and get it in that form before we take it forward?
Yes.
When can we try to close this document? The reason I'm saying is that we are planning the Singapore for Singapore. This is early February, 8th February or 6th February. We are planning that we can, if we can finish this work, we can announce it at that meeting. So we have December and January, 2 months, to really complete this work. So idea is that if we are relatively close, we can probably work and finish this up and send it to larger group and get their feedback, and then we also want to release this for public comment. So if we can somehow manage the time that we can maybe put some timeline on when we should send this to the larger group, I think it would be very good, so that we can try to manage the release of this document, both core points as well as the variants, by the Singapore meeting. Could we suggest maybe a timeline to close this document, Nabil and Nikhil? How many days would you want, or what would be what would you suggest going forward?
Well, I already did send an email containing two links to all of you, I believe. If you look at the link of ScriptSource, basically all there's all evidence there I would immediately would like to give. So there is clear evidence for difference in between Wash and Half orthography, or they actually call it Wash tradition and Half tradition, whereas you have Half and Aduri orthography. So there's a confusion about terminology. But again, they point out the letters I was speaking about. They even give reference to specific code points. Excuse me. And they make reference to clear languages. So they say Alduri is used in Sudan, Central Africa, and some regions of Nigeria. And they give screenshots from documents. And there they also indicate. They say these samples come from a Tijaniya Quran, Warsh style. And the Tijaniya is a Qadiriya, which is, I think, present also in Senegal and other West African countries. So the evidence is already there in those two links. If we want to have internal discussion on that before, maybe Nabil could take a look at those links and see if this is convincing evidence in his eyes or is not. And I can have a second look if I can find further data, but what I know is more or less written there also. Already there, that's my point. Those two links.
So I guess then should we do the wordsmithing and finalize the language next few days? How long would you, Nabeel or Mikal, how long would you want to take to, Mikal, are you saying that the current language is okay and Nabeel needs to look through it and make a final pass on it? Is that what you're suggesting, Mikal?
Well, by me, the final language is okay. Nabeel does not agree. So my suggestion is that Nabeel makes suggestions on how to change the wording in a way which is acceptable. But as I understand, he's saying that those are not relevant differences in our context, and that's a discussion which needs to be had at the larger group level. But the terminology in the document right now is okay.
If you want to take a look at the documents which Mikal has sent, and also if you want to make any revisions in the text, how long you may take, send us a version back.
For me, I need this week.
Okay, so is it possible for you to send something by Friday or by Sunday or?
Yes, I will read this document once again, and I will try to insert my comments, my last comments to our subgroup before we can share all the documents with the large group.
Okay, is it possible to close it within this week? Just so that we can save some time and go to the larger group next week?
I will try to do it because I'm traveling to France starting from Thursday, and I will be back on Saturday. So maybe Sunday I will have just some time to do some homework on Sunday. So
okay.
I hope it could be okay for me.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm back. Sorry for that. Okay. All right. So before we go off, I very briefly wanted to point out that we got some feedback that there are two letters which are needed for Kashmiri. One is with the alif with wavy hamza above. If we include that, then it becomes a variant of alif with hamza above. And is that okay for me to add in this list as a tentative set of variants based on that feedback?
Yes, why not? Yes.
And we will obviously need to include Alif with Hamza, Wavy Hamza above for Kashmiri in our core point repertoire as well. I forwarded that feedback from Kashmiri community to the TFA IDM list. I'm not really sure whether all of you have received that by now or not. But in any case, if you haven't received that document, it may be stuck in the approval process. Fahad may need to forward it to all of us. It will get to all of us eventually if you don't already have it. In any case, so let's try to finish this up. I will do one more pass on it, clean it further, share it with you. Nabeel, kindly add any more language you need to do. You need for this. We will also start including some of the references inside it, which Mikal has sent. and based on that, let's finalize the document and let's aim to send it to the larger TFAIDN list on Monday. I guess then we go back into a discussion with a larger group. So I hope that is an acceptable timeline for everybody. You know, I think it's been a great effort by all of you to put, you know, all this together. And I think we actually now seemingly have a very stable version of variants, except obviously one case which needs to be discussed further and some terminology which needs to be cleared. So I think we've made very good progress. Great. So thank you all for joining the call. And we will follow up on email. And then, as I said, let's try to close this by Sunday. And then we send this to larger group on Monday.
Inshallah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. And so we don't need to have another group call on this, right? We can then now revert back to the larger group calls.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So great. Thank you very much. And we'll talk on email.
Inshallah. Okay.
Bye.
Inshallah.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye.